Pistols, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Jordan.
Hug it low down.
Civil Will.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The good brother, the good-looking mother, and the good-for-nothing type of brother who dates the other. How are you good credit, good will, good Samaritans doing on this Good Friday? Did y'all know today was also National Animal Cracker Day?
What?
Yes.
Which means fried fish and potatoes for dinner and animal crackers for dessert. And before I hit my Good Friday list, I want all you good people to come out to my show at the Space Center on the Fort Myer Military Base in Virginia tonight for some good humor. I have two shows, and I know y'all saying good grief, but until I get a good manager that can get me on Good Morning America and Mary Nicole Murphy anyway, let's reinforce these shower rods and go hard, shall we? Me, 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 me. Did y'all see that Love and Hip Hop star Mimi Foss sex tape yet?
Yes.
Woo! Everybody talk about that shower scene, Civil, where Mimi is holding on the shower rod. All I got to say, Civil, is that rod is good.
Rod is good.
Contender number one, all the people who went out and bought shower rods after seeing the tape.
Yeah.
Contender number two, Stevie J. You mean to tell me the pimp of Love and Hip Hop got out pimped? Stevie J's been with Mimi for years, but she made a sex tape with another Nico. So while Stevie J was at the hospital taking selfies with Benzino, baby mother Mimi was in the shower with Nico. Mimi, Stevie was gonna get right back. You don't get a brother back like that. Civil, I guess it's true what they say. Hell has no fury like a woman doing porn. Contender number two, Alexandra Wright, Beyonce's baby brother mother, who's more fixated on Beyonce having a relationship with his brother than Matthew. She said she has to move out of shelter because Matthew's behind on her child support and Beyonce ain't seen his baby brother. You don't hear her talking about Salon seeing her baby brother, do you? I wonder why. Hey, did y'all hear Jay-Z and Beyonce going on tour?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
What?
Jay-Z is coming after Diddy's Forbes wealthiest hip-hop artist title, huh? After that tour, he's going to be close to that $700 million, I'm sure. That's a power couple tour right there. Taylor Swift should have did the same thing, don't you think? Harry Styles of One Direction, and Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, and John Mayer. Contender number three, Lamar Odom, who just signed with the New York Knicks. Now, he hadn't done nothing yet. But what is the likelihood of Lamar relapsing in the Big Apple? Hell, the Statue of Liberty is the only one tall enough to light his pipe. Contender number four, Donovan McNabb, former QB for the Eagles and the Redskins and the Minnesota Vikings. Donovan McNabb got grabbed in December or January for drinking and driving in Arizona. What is wrong with brothers in Arizona?
I know.
Arizona pulled him over for doing an 81 and a 65, Civil. I never knew that Negro can drive that fast. Who the hell he think he is, Mike Vick? He got pulled over in Arizona at 3:08 a.m., Jay, doing 81 miles per hour. Jay, that got white woman written all over it. When they asked Donovan his name, he said, Donovan McNabb. Contender number five, the rapper Andre Bobby. I meant Johnson.
Wow.
Who cut his last name off, Civil, and jumped over his balcony and lived. They can't reattach his penis so he can no longer love or hip-hop. Everybody know half a rapping is grabbing your crotch. I was going to make the guy on Wheel of Fortune who lost $1 million because he mispronounced Achilles. Mm-hmm. He said Achilles. His name was Julian Bass. I was going to make him the Bama of the Week. But the bad news is he lost $1 million. The good news, he still has his penis. Now, I hate to kick a horse after he jumped off to the balcony, but Christ bearer. I'm the bearer of bad news. You are the Bama of the Civil. He'll never be on Maury.
Oh.